All right, here at with Coach. Overall impressions on the game for your win against Georgia Tech today?
You know, as proud of our team, I felt like we got all three aspects of the game. I thought we played solid D, got great pitching, and really were solid in the box.
Offensively, really hit the long ball quite well. Overall this season, you've really done well at the plate. What have been some of the key factors in having such a good offensive season so far?
You know, a lot of it's just staying within ourselves and doing what we do. I mean, today you can't say enough about Hugo's day. She was just clutch as can be, just kept getting good pitches to hit, and she took advantage of it. Very proud of her. I thought Yosefa had an outstanding day at the plate today, and same with Sydney Emanuel and Anna Swafford.
I also threw a no-hitter just casually in there. I mean, it's unique, and you know, no-hitter is still unique, but what were some good things that the pitchers did today, specifically in tonight's performance?
You know, I thought they had beautiful location and break, and I think when you get both those two things, good things are going to happen for you.
And you had a tough series loss to Alabama this past weekend, but you have Arkansas coming up. What were some positives you can take from today's game in preparation for that Arkansas series coming up?
Hey, we're looking forward again to play a great competition. You know, no matter who we play in the SEC, it's going to be a dogfight week in and week out. And we're looking forward to the opportunity.
And lastly, I go back. You beat Georgia Tech, obviously an in-state rival. A lot of interactions, I'm sure, with the players on and off the field. Just what does this mean for the program to get another victory over the Yellow Jackets?
Yeah, I'm really proud for our seniors, the way they came out, and they've been leading our team here at Georgia for the last 4 years. And just really proud about the way they came out and competed today and got it done for the Dogs.